Well, that's one of our renditions of Joe Hill. I want you all to know, the jazz people, that two great jazz musicians recorded that song, Sonny Rollins and Archie Shepp, through the years. You can check it out. Yeah, it's wonderful. I remember buying Dad, seeing Sonny Rollins' version of it with Max Roach and all that great jazz musicians in like the mid-50s. I was in a record store, and I flipped out. I didn't know about it, and I bought it for Dad. He was so excited and happy. Yeah. And then years later, Sonny Rollins told me, when I told him that, he said, oh, he was a very important person in my life. You know, so that was very beautiful. Yeah.
So let's have another wonderful round of applause for the Robinsons. Okay, I'd like to invite up another wonderful performer. You may have seen her in the film. Well, I'm sure you did if you weren't sleeping. Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy Nolan.
I am so honored to be on this stage with the Robinsons. Oh, yes. Perry Robinson, Greg Robinson, son, nephew. I had the pleasure of working with Earl in 1990 at the Pioneer Square Theater. I think some of you may have been there. It was called the Earl Robinson Celebration. Ironically, the theater closed on a moment's notice after we'd been on our run for a couple of weeks because Pioneer Square Theater were delinquent in their equity union dues. And we closed. Yeah. So. But history was made there, and I just feel How grateful that I auditioned for that show, and it's changed my life, and I'm standing here now with you. So thank you. What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see? Certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people there. I work in a worker by my side, a little town or the city where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. Oh, that's America to me. I see about me, big things and the small, a little corner you stand, a house a mile tall, the wedding in the churchyard, laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a growing for 200 that's America to me. Things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand, and the house a mile tall, the wedding in the churchyard, laughter and the tears, the dream that's been growing for 230 for all to share, the house we call freedom, the home of liberty, and a promise for tomorrow. That's America, as Earl would say.
Nancy Nolan.
May I have just a little bit more light on my music? It's been a few years since I was sitting there in that theater. This is a song called All the Words Are New, and this was written in Earl's New Age time. Text by Joseph Berger. He really knew how to write a love song. Tell you what it means to be in love with you, when all the words are new, and when every act and every scene and all the lines are true, and What I thought was just a play wasn't a play at all. Winter is spring and night is day. How can I tell you what I call loving you? Just loving you. When all the words are new, when all the words are new, wind in the leaves is the way you move, tigers are how you walk, music is when you talk. Be in love with you when all the words are new, and when all the little careful deals I've made with life are through, and what I thought was just a game wasn't a game at all.
Wasn't that fantastic? I just think that was just fabulous. coming up next, we have a special guest who is sitting, I think, right there. Kay, is that you? Is the Total Experience Gospel Choir here? Oh, you're here. Fantastic. We need to introduce you. Kay, would you like to come on up? I don't know about you, but I just get chills whenever I hear that love song. And here's someone who knows an awful lot about love songs, particularly love of country songs. I don't know. Hey, is Pat Wright here yet? Oh, good. Is she here? Yes, yes? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, she is.
Well, thanks. I have to say thanks to B.J. Bullard and Perry and Greg Robinson and Folklife for this wonderful tribute to Earl Robinson. So, for me, his greatest contribution was the Ballad for Americans, with lyrics by John Latouche, which swept the country in 1940. It united us. It reminded us what is the best in America and the struggles to keep its values. Paul Robeson was our hero. It has been an inspiration for me for 60 years. We need to hear it now, and no better way than with the Total Experience Choir. Pat Wright sang it herself a few years ago at the July 4th event honoring new Americans, and we'll do it again this year with the choir. This evening, I think we have the whole Total Experience Choir. Perhaps Earl Robinson is listening. I hope they're here.
Church he sat, and Patrick Henry told him that while America drew breath, it was liberty or death.
That is a three-cornered hat. Did they all believe in liberty those days?
Nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it. Nobody had faith.
Nobody?
Nobody. But Washington, Tom Paine, Benjamin Franklin, Chaim Solomon, Crispus Attucks, Lafayette, nobody's.
Betsy Ross organized a sewing circle. The nobodies ran a tea party in Boston. Paul Revere had a horse race.
And a little ragged group believed it. And some gentlemen and ladies believed it. And some wise men and some fools. And I believed it too. And you know who I am.
No! Who are you, mister?
Well, I tell you, it's like this.
No, let us tell you.
Then Mr. Tom Jefferson, a mighty fine man, he wrote it down in a mighty fine plan. And the rest all signed it with a mighty fine hand. As they crossed their T's and dotted their I's, a brand new country did arise. And a mighty fine idea, adopted unanimously in Congress, July 4, 1776. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these rights are life.
Yes, sir.
Liberty.
That's right.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Is that what they said?
The very words. That does sound mighty fine. Ah.
Building a nation is awful tough. The people found the going rough. Some lived in cities, and some worked the land, and united they did stand to make our country grand. Still, nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they stayed at home. But Lewis and Clark and the pioneers, driven by hunger, haunted by fears, the Klondike miners and the 49ers, some wanted freedom and some wanted riches, some liked to loaf while others digged ditches. But they believed it, and I believed it too. And you know who I am.
No. Who are you anyway, mister?
Well, you see, it's like this. I started to tell you, I represent the whole...
Why, that's it?
Old Abe Lincoln was thin and long. His heart was high and his faith was strong. But he hated oppression and he hated wrong. And he went down to his grave to free the slave. Man in white skin can never be free while his black brother is in slavery. And we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. And the government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln said that on November 19th, 1863, at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And he was right.
And I believe that too. Say, we still don't know who you are, mister.
Well, I started to tell you. The machine age came with a great big roar as America grew in peace and war. And a million wheels went round and round. The cities reached into the sky and dug down deep into the ground. And some got rich and some got poor, but the people carried through, so our country grew. With Susan B. Anthony and the suffragettes, the women fought with all their might, and they made voting their own right. But still, the struggle continues to this day. But the people carried through, so our country grew. Still, nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it, and they are doubting still. And I guess they always will. But who cares what they say when I am on my way?
Say, will you please tell us who you are?
What's your name, buddy?
Where are you going? And who are you?
Well, I'm the everybody who's nobody. I'm the nobody who's everybody.
What's your magnet? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an engineer, musician, street cleaner, carpenter, teacher. How about a farmer? Well, also, office clerk? Yes, sir. Mechanic? That's right. Homemaker? Certainly. Factory worker? You said it. Mail carrier? Yes, ma'am. Hospital worker? Absolutely. Social worker? Positively. Truck driver? Definitely. Miner? Seamstress? Ditch digger? All of them. I am the et cetera's and the so forths that do the work.
Now hold on here. What are you trying to give us?
Are you an American?
Am I an American? Well, I'm just a native, indigenous, Irish, African, Jewish, Italian, French and English, Hispanic, Russian, Chinese, Polish, Scots, Hungarian, Greek and Turk and Czech and Filipino, American. And that's not all. I'm Baptist, Methodist, Congregationalist, Lutheran, Atheist, Roman Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist, Mormon, Quaker, Christian Scientist, and all the denominations in between.
You sure are
Our country's strong, our country's young, and her greatest songs are still unsung. From her plains and mountains we have sprung to keep the faith with those who went before. We nobodies who are anybody, believe it. We anybodies who are everybody have no doubts. Out of the cheating, out of the shouting, out of the greed and polluting, out of the windbags, the patriots spouting, out of the uncertainty and doubting, out of the murders of Martin and John, it will come again. Our song of hope is here again. Precious as our planet, deep as our valleys, high as our mountains, strong as the people who made it. For I have always believed it, and I believe it now, and you know who I am.
Who are you?
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesties above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for patriot dreams that sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears.
My good with brotherhood.
that phenomenal? And what a wonderful way to honor Earl Robinson on his, what would have been his 100th birthday. And, you know, he might still be around. I think he's really around, though, when his music is sung. That's something he said in his book, "Remember Me and I'll Be Present." And whenever his songs are being sung, it's like carrying on his life. It's like, this is a legacy. This is something to be honored and cherished. So I want to thank you all for coming. Perry, do you want to say a few words? Perry wants to say.
I'd say that I belong here. Earl is with us right now, looking right. He's somewhere. You can feel him do something crazy to you. That's what he is, you know. Okay, so some of you were getting together Sunday.
Oh yes, yes. Sunday at the Narrative Stage, 5:00 to 5:50. We're going to have a conversation about Earl with Perry and with Cousin Bonnie Arkin, and maybe at that time we'll be able to play a little audio testimonial from Alan Arkin. Who wrote the most wonderful, who recorded the most wonderful tribute to Earl, but we don't have time for it now. Anyway, good news, please come back and join the conversation, and let's continue this celebration of Earl Robinson's life and music by just keeping him in our hearts and his melodies in our minds. Thank you, and we do have some CDs and stuff outside if you want to pick some up, and thanks again to KUOW and to Folklife, and thank you so much for coming.